This is a Channel Africa podcast. You can also get Channel Africa on satellite, PAS 10, DSTV Audio Bouquet 802, and OpenView Bouquet, Channel 628.
Just to set the tone here, what exactly it is that you really want to see as the end result? And then we'll get into the competition, right? But I guess what I'm asking is, why have this prize? Why set this prize up? What are you wanting to stimulate?
What we would love to see is the increase in markets and sustainable products that really help bring sustainable solutions to small and medium-sized farms across Africa and the world more broadly.
Mm.
We really want to see how we can harness the power of all this new technology we have to make a difference towards advancing sustainable development goals and making sure people are able to start their own businesses and have more economic growth and food on the table.
And you've partnered with the Motsepe Foundation for this very interesting partnership. I mean, how did the two structures come together?
Yeah, so we have a long-standing relationship with the Motsepe Foundation here at the Milken Institute. There's a number of programs we have partnered with over the years with the Motsepe Foundation.
Mm.
A lot of this really has to come with a shared vision, passion, and commitment for looking at economic growth and for people to really be able to have whatever opportunities, networking, and capital that they need to be able to have new innovative solutions and whatever they need for healthy, meaningful lives.
Yeah. I know this is a tough one because every time I ask this sort of this kind of question where there's a prize or a competition and I ask for examples, there's, you know, the concern about, oh, we don't want to sound like we're favoring one product over another or one project over another. But I'm keen to hear the examples. I suppose what I'm looking for is, you know, what those innovative solutions are to increasing economic value for African farmers. You know, what are some of those examples so we can see the picture?
Sure. Well, so first of all, in terms of it being a competition versus, you know, all these different supporting all the solutions, the idea from the beginning is to make sure that entrepreneurs are able to have resources that they need and be connected to investors and other people who can scale products that work.
Mm.
So it's what we see as success is all of the entrepreneurs being able to increase the number of people they're connected to help them in their individual projects.
Mm.
As for specific solutions, we certainly don't want to favor any right now.
Yeah, of course. I thought so.
We have 25 incredible teams, and we actually have profiles of all of our 25 teams on milkenmotsepeprize.org.
Mm-hmm.
And each one really has a way that they're uniquely using different technologies. For example, if there's drone technology, AI, big data, how can we use these things that exist and make sure that that technology is going towards something that will help people who are out, you know, living their lives wherever they may be? So knowing that we have about 80% of farms in Africa are small and medium sized, we're saying, how can we use these technologies that we know may work on big industrial farms, but people who are on these smaller farms, is there a way that you can have something that's affordable so it's not some huge thing that people can't afford that's going to actually work? We're making sure that all of our teams are working with farmers directly. This is why we say you have to test your product for over a year. You have to work with communities. If it doesn't work for farmers, if it doesn't work for people who actually need whatever the thing you're creating or the business you're creating, we don't want just a gadget. We don't want something that may use great technology but doesn't actually help somebody who's out trying to increase what they're doing, increase their own business.
Mm, mm. And the prize money is sure. I was quite excited when I saw that because it's incredible. I mean, the impact that can have on people's businesses is really quite something, right? And the massive prize money there that's in dollars that's being shared with 25 groupings, just the impact that can have on their. I mean, talk to me about the impact that prize money really can have on their operations.
Yeah. So we have our $1 million grand prize and then an additional $1 million that's distributed throughout the competition.
Sheesh.
We structured it this way because we wanted to make sure there was seed funding from the beginning.
Mm.
So something that's unique about the way we do this, unlike a program that people may be more familiar with, like you apply for a grant or something, what we do is have people come in and we say, it doesn't matter what your background was. You don't have to prove success in the past.
Mm.
We want to see great ideas, and we seed those ideas. So all the teams, as you mentioned earlier, got $10,000 to start. So that was $250,000 we distributed for people to get started.
Mm.
And we don't attach strings to that money. We're not saying you have to do this with this money. We just write a check and say, we believe in your vision. Go try it. And the same thing when people will win this prize in May of this year, our winners, we are writing them a check. We don't say, and with this check, we expect you to do X, Y, and Z. We trust our entrepreneurs to do what they think is best for their company.
Yeah. You know, it's incredible as well that you've had, 3,300 people from 105 countries.
Yeah.
Yep. Goodness. I'm hoping that a lot of them are young as well.
It's
incredible. Six continents with people having sent in their entries. Tell me that a lot of them are under the age of 35. I'm not ageist, but I want to see more and more young African businesses and entrepreneurs and innovators access these opportunities.
Yes. Well, we did track the data on ages.
Mm.
So happily, we have a spread in ages from teenagers to people in their 70s. So believing that anybody can have a good idea. That said, the vast majority of people who applied were in their 20s to early 30s.
Okay.
So really you have these young people. So between 24 and 35 of all of our age demographics were the majority who are out there building and testing these new innovative solutions.
Yeah. I think the key message here for me that I'm getting is it's time for all of us to start investing in innovation within the agricultural market. And I say because I just had a conversation with someone from Omnia about going bio innovation in the agricultural sector on the continent. And I suppose the message here that I'm getting is it really is time for us to start investing in innovation that leads to food security. And that kind of needs to happen quickly, doesn't it?
Absolutely. This is a critical issue. It's why within the Milk and Motsepe Prize program, which there are numerous different programs and new prizes, another one's about to be launched next month, we wanted to start with agritech.
Mm.
So we started partly, we looked at the Sustainable Development Goals. We say, what has the global community already said our key priorities? So when you look at poverty and hunger, SDG 1 and 2, we're like, let's just start there. If people have access to food and people have access to more capital, they can do so much more for their families. We know that that makes dramatic difference for people's health, education, all sorts of opportunities. So we started with agritech. We've also seen how critical it is, particularly on the continent, to make sure that agricultural productivity is increased and that post-harvest loss is decreased. So those two things, as our teams are out there trying their business models, making sure, you know, using certain technologies, the heart of it is really, are we getting more yield in the fields and are we losing less? So that people, farmers have more to sell and people have more to eat.
Yeah.
Solutions are out there.
Yeah, really, really good work. And just because we're a pan-African station here, did you get a good amount of entries from Africans?
Oh, yes. So we had entries from 44 African countries.
Wow.
And we are truly pan-African.
Yeah.
And we are testing solutions across 16 African countries. So we have partnered with the World Food Program, who are going in to do site visits at all 25 locations where these are being tested, and that is 16 countries
Africa. Will you share with us some of these projects? I mean, once you've got the 25, it would be incredible for us to have the opportunity to hear some of their ideas, what they're doing, you know, with their, especially if they start to see some positive results, so we can tell a good African story. Really, that's what it's about for us here.
Absolutely. We would love to have our winners come on and tell you everything about it and share the incredible work they're doing. We get to see it, and we can't wait for the world to see what these entrepreneurs have built.
That podcast was courtesy of Channel Africa, the African perspective.